Today is the 31st day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is really, really wonderful to be here with you today. Really, really wonderful to be ending a journey together, ending a year together. It's a melancholy, special day, the last day of the 20th year of the Daily Audio Bible. Whew, and I never would have thought this is where my life was going, but it's where my life has gone, and it has been such a joy and a privilege and an honor to be around this global campfire every day of this year, and every day of the 19 years before this year. I'm grateful to be here with you today. Deeply, deeply grateful to take this final step as we conclude this particular journey through the entire Bible. And so let us dive into it. Let us jump in and finish the journey we began 365 days ago with the book of Malachi, chapters 3 and 4. See, I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. Then the Lord you seek will suddenly come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant you delight in. See, he is coming, says the Lord of armies. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who will be able to stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire and like a launderer's bleach. He will be like a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. Then they will present offerings to the Lord in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in days of old and years gone by. I will come to you in judgment, and I will be ready to witness against sorcerers and adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired worker, the widow, and the fatherless, and against those who deny justice to the resident alien. They do not fear me, says the Lord of armies. Because I, the Lord, have not changed, you descendants of Jacob have not been destroyed. Since the days of your ancestors, you have turned from my statutes. You have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of armies. Yet you ask, how can we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. How do we rob you, you ask? By not making the payments of the tenth and the contributions. You are suffering under a curse, yet you, the whole nation, are still robbing me. Bring the full tenth into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. Test me in this way, says the Lord of armies. See if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing for you without measure. I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not ruin the produce of your land, and your vine in your field will not fail to produce fruit, says the Lord of armies. Then all the nations will consider you fortunate, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of armies. Your words against me are harsh, says the Lord. Yet you ask, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is useless to serve God. What have we gained by keeping his requirements and walking mournfully before the Lord of armies? So now we consider the arrogant to be fortunate, Not only do those who commit wickedness prosper, they even test God and escape. At that time, those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. The Lord took notice and listened. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared the Lord and had high regard for his name. They will be mine, says the Lord of armies. My own possession on the day I am preparing. I will have compassion on them as a man has compassion on his son who serves him. So you will again see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. For look, the day is coming, burning like a furnace, when all the arrogant and everyone who commits wickedness will become stubble. The coming day will consume them, says the Lord of armies, not leaving them root or branches. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and playfully jump like calves from the stall. You will trample the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day I am preparing, says the Lord of armies. Remember the instruction of Moses, my servant, the statutes and ordinances I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Look, I am going to send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers. Otherwise, I will come and strike the land with a curse. And that concludes the Old Testament. Revelation 22. Then he showed me the river of the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the city's main street. The tree of life was on each side of the river, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree are for healing the nations, and there will no longer be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more. People will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, because the Lord God will give them light. They will reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. When I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had shown them to me. But he said to me, 'Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you. Your brothers, the prophets, and those who keep the words of this book, worship God.' Then he said to me, 'Don't seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, because the time is near. Let the unrighteous go on in unrighteousness. Let the filthy still be filthy. Let the righteous go on in righteousness. Let the holy still be holy. Look, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me to repay each person according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to attest these things to you for the churches. I am the root and descendant of David, the bright morning star. Both the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." Let anyone who hears say, "Come." Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life freely. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share of the tree of life and the holy city, which are written about in this book. He who testifies about these things says, "Yes, I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with everyone. Amen. And that concludes the New Testament. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. Praise Him for His powerful acts. Praise Him for His abundant greatness. Praise Him with the blast of a ram's horn. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and flute. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that concludes the Psalms. Proverbs 31, 25 through 31. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she can laugh at the time to come. Her mouth speaks wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the activities of her household and is never idle. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women have done noble deeds, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive. Beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord will be praised. Give her the reward of her labor, and let her works praise her at the city gates. And that concludes the Proverbs. And that concludes the Bible. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna be right back. Okay, I'm back. That was like 5 minutes of... being grateful. Today is 7,305 days in a row in the Bible. That's 20 years. And I mean, we've been commemorating 20 years all year. because every day was the 20th. And I knew this day was coming, and getting to the end of the Bible every year is a little bit of a... It's exhilarating. It's melancholy. It's weird because it feels like this big ending when tomorrow is a new beginning. It's not like we're not continuing the journey. This one hits kind of hard. I never saw this coming. This was never on my blueprint for life. Was never a goal, even a dream. In fact, growing up a pastor's kid, growing up behind the curtain, basically, I never wanted to be in any kind of vocational full-time ministry. I set out to be in the music business. And was. Jill and I both were. And then this dream happened. This dream happened just like a week before the new year in 2006. Last week of 2005. I want you to podcast the Bible. I heard those words in the dream. And I did it. There was really no plan about it. Didn't even know if I could make it through a year. I really thought if I could make it through a year, the five people that listened to it, maybe we could meet up and have coffee. Maybe I would have this recording for my children and grandchildren of the Bible. I didn't know. I just knew that the year before I had sat down with a Bible in my hand and asked God to speak to me, like, if you can talk through this book, I am listening. I need to know. I am not rebelling against you. I am not angry. I am open. Can this book speak for itself? Everything I know about you, somebody else told me. Can this book speak for itself? And it did. And I've been in a relationship with it ever since. And it has shifted and transformed every atom of my body, every thought of my mind, every thing. But it did not come without cost. It cost everything. It has been a joy and an honor and a privilege to serve. It has been exciting to publish books and tour the world. It's been fascinating to grow up in an internet age where we're kind of one of the original families doing things like live broadcasting before it was even really possible. Traveling around all over the place. It has been a privilege to meet, I don't know, tens of thousands of you in person. It has been an identity shift. Oh my gosh, in 20 years, we have faced so much. So many mountaintop vistas, right? So many really, really unbelievably beautiful moments. But truly the deepest, darkest depths, facing the hardest possible things we could have ever imagined in 20 years. and the Bible has been kind of the one constant, the one thing there. I mean, there's been days it's been so rich and so good, I'm sitting down and thinking all day about the things I've read, or diving into just the theology, or diving into the history or the archaeology, diving in, drinking deep, figuring out the context, understanding the meaning, letting it transform me. There's been other days where I am on my knees begging for mercy to get through it. There's been days of plenty and days of nothing. There have been days where speaking in some city and there's a meet and greet line 150 people long, and a couple of hours later I'm exhausted and full. And then there's been other days where I'm so lonely I can't breathe. 20 years. I mean, some of you aren't even 20 years old. Some of you are 20 years old and are like, this is your whole life. Any of you who are more than 20 know that 20 years, like, a lot happens, a lot shifts. Kind of everything gets sort of transformed over 20 years of life. Ezekiel was born into this during the 20 years. Gosh, I wouldn't even know how to recap everything that has happened in 20 years, all of the things that we have done and dreamed and built and attempted to build. One thing I did want to build was a safe place, like a safe place for people, a safe place, safe community. I've been in a Christian community my whole life, and it's not always safe, and that's being generous. And I've tried to do all kinds of things along those lines that are not safe, trying to crack the code, trying to figure it out. Daily Audio Bible is like an anomaly. 20 years, and it's not been perfect. There is no perfect community. But man, it's the safest community that I know. It is a prayerful, non-judgmental, accepting community. It's not perfect. I've really tried to analyze this, talk to so many people over so many years. It's probably just the medium that we use, the fact that we're in community, but we are all over the world, coming from so many different perspectives. And we're not like literally in each other's, you know, in each other's trash. We're not really here for that. That's not why we show up here every day. We show up here with the knowledge that we're coming around the global campfire and everyone is struggling. Everyone somehow is fighting through something. And to just kind of just be there and to not be alone in it. It's been beautiful. We are a beautiful community. I think of the people that we've lost over the years, and the way that I miss hearing their voices. I think of the fact that I lost my mom, who listened every day during this time. There has been so much unspeakable gain and so much unspeakable loss, so much victory and so much sacrifice. This is life. This is how it goes. Like, really, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know really how to sum it up or recap it all. It's like I'm standing here, looking out these big windows over the rolling hills of Tennessee. Knowing when this began, I was in a little basement in a studio, where I made records. And then migrated to another house, another basement, and did Daily Audio Bible. And now, standing here in the studios that are lovely and beautiful, and out here in the country on a farm that was profoundly difficult to see through. There's so much loss. And yet I'm so deeply grateful. Been able to take us all over the world and visit so many of the places where the Bible happened now. And still on that journey. But stand in places where it happened and say, this is where it happened. And I know this story really well. I read it every year. I know this story really well. This is where it happened. And to pull those experiences in that context together to truly understand the depths of what the scriptures are trying to teach us, and to have been able to immerse my family in this beautiful gift called the scriptures, and to pray that it goes on long beyond me, that 100 years from now this is still happening in some form, in some way. The build toward that. To see that this is a light in the darkness for as long as possible. I don't know. I'm just kind of riffing here. I thought to myself, I should write down the highlights. And the lowlights. I should have this list ready for the end of this year. And I just couldn't. It's too much. 20 years is too much. And I thought, I just have to let it happen. I just have to let it be. I have to feel it all. Let it be what it is. And so, you guys, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I would have never thought, but I'm so grateful to have been able to serve this community for 20 years and lead this community for 20 years through joy and sadness, through loyalty and betrayal, through giving and receiving, through mountaintops and deep valleys in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in Australia, in North America, in South America, all over the world, through sea time and through harvest, in sunshine and in rain, in victory and in defeat, through gain and loss, through certainty and questions, through clarity and confusion, through abundance and need, through hope and heartbreak, through strength and weakness, through grief and celebration, through laughter and tears, through hurt and healing, through beginnings and endings. And this is an ending, with a new beginning starting tomorrow, but this is an ending. 20 years, every single day. The longest continuous podcast in history. is centered around the Word of God. And so I say this every year. It has been an honor to be with you on this grand voyage through this year. And I know how this goes. I know that for some of us, this is a farewell. You've done it. You accomplished your mission. And this is a farewell. And so I say to you, go with God. Stay in the Bible. Whatever you do, keep the rhythm. And as long as we can and are able, we'll still be here. If you want to come back and visit. To the rest of us, it's getting off this ship and doing our laundry and getting back on and setting sail again into another year tomorrow. We are grateful beyond measure. My wife and I both, we are grateful beyond measure for the opportunity to have served this long and to be here this long and to bear witness to the faithfulness of God. I thank you for your trust and thank you for letting me be a part of your story and a part of your life. And I thank you for being a part of my story and a part of our lives. And I hope we may meet somewhere down the road. Somewhere. Somehow. And I thank you for all the stories that we've gotten to hear this year. They have been wind in our sails. Thank you for letting us be vulnerable and share a lot of our story. And that's what we kind of intend to do now that we're 20 years in and continuing to go through this together, is to share from our lives and our experiences as vulnerably and honestly as we can. Thank you for letting us do a lot of that this year and for participating and enjoying the music and just all that we've done throughout this 20th year. We're grateful for it. There's only going to be one 20th year. And it was a mile marker, a milestone. It was something we felt like we needed to remember and commemorate. Because, like I said, we would have never seen this coming. There's so much we would have never seen coming that I could never have seen coming, but this is one of those things. Could have never seen this coming. And yet, here we are. Wow. Wow. Like it was 20 years ago. Man, I can't get my mind around that. I see in my mind's eye the desk, the screen, the studio, the equipment, how it was set up. I was in the music business making records. I can see it all in my mind's eye. I can picture it all. And I can picture sitting in front of that microphone. I stand in front of it now. But I can picture sitting in that chair on that first day, pulling that mic up in front of me. I didn't even have a microphone. Like, I'm an engineer and a producer. Like, I had to set up a stand and a microphone and bring it in, and did not have a clue. Did not have a clue how to do it. Other than technically, I very much technically knew how to do it, but I just felt impressed that I was supposed to, and that the best thing that I could do is just be a fellow traveler, a student, not an expert, and and just let it hit me and react to it. And it just caught fire, and so here we are 20 years later. So I'm gonna sign off. I'm gonna sign off, and I'm gonna spend the rest of this day reflecting, appreciating, being grateful. Probably a lot of weeping. It's been a lot. It's been a lot. It's changed everything. It's been a lot of sacrifice. And it's been a lot of joy. So there's kind of a lot to process that I've been kind of holding back and been pent up to just kind of keep going, knowing that this day will get here. And now it has arrived. So I have these final things to say to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the strength of God go with you. May the wisdom of God instruct you. May the hand of God protect you. May the word of God direct you. May you be sealed in Christ this day and forevermore. Amen. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
How it rambles round the moon, the let go of belief. Nothing is forever, everything is soon. And my Father, as he stands, a perfect cartoon man. Heavy sighed and open eyed, I heard him speak. Hold your head. Fine terrain, the time will come again, and misery's no rest for weary gentlemen. See the humankind is you, like all the rest now do. The scratches on the album that you're singing to, hold your head up. I won't wait it out. green clovers in the lawn, a solitary.